The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. If your energy level and health are not where they should be, tune into Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Deatley. Our program will showcase experts from the field of energy medicine. And most importantly, we'll show you how to repattern and optimize your energy flow for optimal health and wellness. Now, here is Dr. Ann Deatley.
Hi, you are back with Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Deatley, the Radiant Energy Doctor. And today's topic is be your best true self. Being your best true self means your inner world is in alignment with your unique purpose and special gifts, and your outer world reflects your inner world. Being in alignment with who you truly are means that your life will more likely be in flow and things will go according to what you want. This show will review thoughts and discussions of previous shows to highlight key points to living radiantly as your best true self. Like Brendan Burchard, I want to live fully, love openly, and make a difference in the world. I feel like I have a short time here, and I want to live most effectively as I can. I don't want to get to the end in my life and ask, did I live, did I love, and did I matter? And I'm guessing that many of you also feel the same way. So I'd like to start with a quote from, at the center of your being, you have the answer. You know who you are and you know what you want. And that's from Lao Tzu. But before actually I start this conversation about being your best true self, I just wanted to let everyone know that I am not going to continue with the show in 2014. This was a very hard decision for me to make. I have really enjoyed doing the show and meeting the amazing guests and hearing their stories and where their life has taken them. I feel very connected with many of them and may develop a partnership with some of them in the future. I'm taking a break from doing this radio show to build my private practice and inspirational speaking career. I'm also going to start blogging about similar topics and get out in the world in a different way. I am most interested in the dialogue with people, being present with others and sharing who I am directly. I'm definitely still interested in hearing from you and welcome any connection through the Facebook page, Energy Medicine and Optimal Health, or by emailing me directly at radiantenergydoctor@gmail.com or livingradiantly@gmail.com. You are also invited to join my classes and my programs. And if you want to sign up at my website and get free information, please do so. The website is www.energizeforjoy.com. That's www.energizeforjoy.com. But let me remind you that even though I'm not going to be doing new shows, all the shows that I've done so far will be archived and available forever, I believe. And they will be available on Voice America's Health and Wellness channel and also on iTunes. So if you just search for Energy Medicine and Optimal Health, you can find a list of all the shows and you can listen to them whenever you want, as often as you want, and please share them with whoever you want. Now, I am going to do two more shows. There's two more Mondays in December, and there's going to be two more shows. One on the Intelligent Heart with David MacArthur, and there will be one and think we're going to call it The Secrets to Health and Wealth. And that's going to be with Siobhan Morand, who is a master energy healer. And they are both amazing people who have significantly impacted the world in a very positive and innovative way, each one of them. So that's how we will end up. But I just wanted to give you some time before the very last show to know what my intentions are. Also, I would like to offer that, you know, many of you probably do not live close to an energy medicine practitioner, but you don't need to really, because energetic assessment and energy balancing can be done non-locally. And if you've understood any of the consciousness conversations that we've had, you know, there you can do private sessions with people from at a distance. So I do Skype sessions and I do telephone conversations, as well as in person, of course, but I know a lot of you have come from countries that are not the United States, and I, you know, would like to acknowledge you. I think somebody told me from Voice America that 60 countries are represented in the list of people that listen to this show. So I just, that's just so amazing to me. So I just, you know, shouting out to all of you, I recognize that you come listen from many corners of the world. And that really is exciting that I was able to bring information worldwide to people that may not have access to this information. So I would love to be able to do non-local energy treatments with you. Please contact me. I'm building, that's one of part of the businesses that I would like to create, because I don't want anybody in any part of the world not to have access to an energetic balancing and energetic enlightenment in their lives. So please feel free. I'm available, and I would be most caring and responsive and helpful. I think this is just such amazing work. So please feel free to contact me if you're interested in balancing your energy, be radiant and energized for joy. You may be in a life transition and want to be empowered to get more out of life or to live more fully and deliberately. You know, that's what energy medicine can do for you. Or you may want to create the life of your dreams or your passion. Or you may be interested in being optimally healthy and increased energy levels and stamina to live the highest quality of life. So many of you know my personal story, and maybe I should reiterate it here since it's been quite a while since I've told my story. But 5 years ago, the love of my life, Mike, died, and I discovered my inner radiance. Now, at the time, I was a PhD research scientist in vaccine discovery. And I was really focused on saving people's lives. But Mike had colon cancer, and neither science nor medicine could save him. But what was amazing was Mike's reaction to his impending death. He was excited. He thought it was such an adventure to be entering a new dimension and getting answers to life's biggest mystery. He regretted that, you know, I couldn't go with him, and he also regretted that his brothers and sisters, very, very close to his family, that they couldn't go with him. But he knew that this was for him. This was the time for him to be on this new, exciting journey. And, but interestingly enough, 6 weeks before he died, I almost died because I got two blood clots that lodged in my lung and I couldn't breathe. And actually was on Christmas Day, and he died in February. So it was just 6 weeks, I think, before he died. Anyway, I went to the hospital and they didn't diagnose it. They diagnosed it as pneumonia. But anyway, with that and with Mike's death 6 weeks later, I set an intention to discover how to be optimally healthy. I had a strong sense that there was another healing modality available that I hadn't been introduced to. I just had this direct knowing. And so I set this intention, and I didn't want to be minimally healthy. I wanted to be optimally healthy. So that's why it's energy medicine and optimal health that I talk about. And then I started hearing about energy medicine and healing touch, and I really had no idea what people were talking about. So I Googled it, and I discovered that I could order the energy medicine kit online for $20 from a company called Inner Source. And so the kit came a couple of days later. It was an orange and green box, and I saw that there were a CD and a guidebook and a DVD and a whole stack of exercises, and then this crystal on a red thread. And my critical thinking brain dismissed this completely as New Age woo-woo. And as I was gathering the packaging materials for recycling, I noticed there was a program announcing that Donna Eden, who was the energy medicine pioneer, and I hope you've all listened to her, because we did a show a few weeks ago with her, and she's just amazing. Anyway, that energy medicine pioneer, Donna Eden, was traveling all over the world. In the next 6 months, she was going to Australia, Norway, Wales. But that next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, she was going to be in New York City, which is miles from where I live. And my whole body shook. I mean, it really felt like there was somebody in the room shaking me. And I immediately got the connection. Really? Is this it? You know, so I dismissed my critical thinking brain, and I attended the workshop, and I learned that energy medicine taps into the innate wisdom of the body to heal itself. Oh, that was so powerful. So let me say that again. Energy medicine taps into the innate wisdom of the body to heal itself. I also learned that the lungs store the energy of grief. So those two blood clots that lodge in my lung were for the grief I felt about the impending death of Mike. So after that workshop, actually two years later, I left my scientific career to do this full time. I had no idea. I took a giant leap. And I'm still working out that. And now it's 2 years later. And I am still trying to, you know, earn money and make a business out of this. So I've really enjoyed the radio show, and I've learned so much, but I'm not bringing money in doing that. So I have to really spend my time to do that so I can really bring my message out to the world and not become homeless. Anyway, so and so I really connect to the inner radiance. I really haven't told you. I said I also discovered my inner radiance, and that's what really we're gonna talk about. You know, so when I learned that there was a new way to live, I leaped at this invitation. I don't really think that you have to have a personal, emotional, or physical trauma to change your life and your health to discover how to live from your heart and how to find your inner radiance. But that's one reason why I wanted to do a radio show and educate and empower people to be their best, in the hopes that you, the listeners, will take the steps and use the tools that are shared in the show. I know some of you have done that, and I would still like to hear more from you, or from more of you, to know how this show has provided you something beyond your expectations, or something that has helped you meet and climb over an obstacle that was inhibiting you from connecting with your true self and being your best and sharing your heart with others. If you have any stories, I would love to hear them, because that's really my whole intention, is to impact as many people in the world as I can from my story, and to educate people that they really can live at a different level. So I've made a list of 10 steps to being your best true self, and how to discover your inner radiance, in a way to review the topics that we discussed in the shows and to give a broader view of how the topics fit together. And I want you to understand the depth of the knowledge and experience covered in the shows over the last few years. I really think that the guests really helped really dig deep into some of these issues. And, you know, even though it's just an hour or, you know, some of them I had to come back because we really had so much more to offer. You know, maybe it has invited you to look more into these conversations and these topics, these ideas, so that you can really know it at a deeper level. It really has been an exciting ride, and I'm sorry to say that it's coming to an end. I spent many joyful hours reviewing the topics and the guests for your benefit, and I hope you feel empowered to use this valuable content in a way that helps and improves your health, your life, and help you achieve your dreams. And most importantly, to be your best true self, living radiantly. This is really what the world needs, is people to be more on fire and passion, doing what they love, and then that's so easy to share that love with others. So I'm going to break for a commercial, and then we'll start in with the 10 steps to being your best true self.
Get the news on our shows and other happenings by following us on Twitter. Find us at VoiceAmericaTRN or twitter.com/VoiceAmericaTRN.
The way we do banking today continues to evolve. No longer is it just brick and mortar locations or traditional bankers' hours. Today, banking is 24/7. It's in the home. It's on the go. It's digital. Tune in to Breaking Banks with Brett King for a look at how traditional banking as we know it has changed due to a loss of trust, changing economic conditions and consumer behavior, government involvement, and of course, technology. What does it all mean? Listen every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific on the Voice America Business Channel.
If you think you've seen online TV before, let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between. Discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
Now you don't have to stay linked to your desktop or laptop. Take Voice America on the go and listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
You're listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with your host, Dr. Ann Dietley. If you have a question or comment for Dr. Dietley or her guest, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to radiantenergydoctor@gmail.com. Now, back to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health.
Okay, you are back with Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Dietley, the Radiant Energy Doctor. And I'm just about to start telling you my 10 steps to being your best true self. And of course, number one has to be, if you really want to be your best true self, you need to start with balancing your energies and ensuring that they are working in harmony with each other to supply the necessary energy to the organs for body, mind, spirit harmony. So when the organs don't have proper amount of energy, they cannot function optimally. And in my opinion, you have to focus on your energy first. And as I said, energy medicine taps into the innate wisdom of the body to heal itself. So there's very simple things that you need to that you can do to really help your body heal itself. Now, just as a review, the energy body is composed of 9 different energy systems that energize the individual organs and physiological systems for optimal function. Energy medicine is the oldest, safest, most organic, and accessible medicine there is. Conventional medicine focuses on the biochemistry of cells, tissue, and organs, whereas energy medicine focuses on the energy fields of the body that organize and control the growth and repair of cells, tissue, and organs. So it's at a higher level or a broader level that energy medicine works. So balancing your energy balances body chemistry, regulates hormones, and helps you think and feel better. Shifting impaired energy patterns may be the most efficient, least invasive way to improve the health of your organs, cell, and psyches. Energy is your body's magic. It is your life force. You keep it healthy, and it keeps you healthy. When you care for these individual energies, it makes your heart sing and your cells happy. If you establish energetic harmony, the energy will be flowing through your body freely. The premise is that all disease begins with blockages of energy. So that's why it's important to have the energy flowing freely through your body. And interesting, with the Jinshu-Jitsu conversation, Anita Willoughby showed us how to assess the pulse. And that reveals specific energy points for the practitioner to hold to remove blockages and restore energy flow. You'll be holistically healthy in that the body, mind, and spirit and soul will be in harmony when you get in balance. If you affect one energy system or one aspect of that holistic body, you affect all the other systems or aspects, since the energies interact and communicate with each other. This energetic flow will help you to live more vibrantly with a higher quality of life. Whole health leads to true inner peace, harmony, and healing with peak performance in all areas of life. Holistic healing addresses body, emotions, relationships, and spirit for achieving the fullest and most productive life possible. Now, to live radiantly, your body must be healthy with energies flowing in balanced harmony, as I said, and a vibrantly healthy body does not have old injuries, emotions, fears stored as cellular memory in the body. If you remember, we were talking to Jonathan Tripodi, a body can accumulate years, even a lifetime of stressful memories, a phenomenon known as body memory. And body memory is responsible for stress, tension, and restriction within the body's tissues. And it is the unconscious hold on the past, an invisible source of pain, fatigue, anxiety, depression, and repetitive life experiences. Body memory recall is a form of hands-on healing and therapeutic dialogue that integrates gentle forms of touch, pressure, and stretch to support the complete recall, release, and resolution of old body memories and their associated tensions. Transformation results when the body memory is released. Now, energy medicine is a metaphor for a natural way of living in life. Energy medicine is a way to discover the inner wellsprings of joy available to all. When we release stuck and unresolved energy around emotional issues, electrically charged experiences, and unempowering relationships, we are more able to connect to our core essence. Filled with overflowing love and joy, our core essence represents our true purpose in life. Obtaining and maintaining energetic balance in our energy bodies frees us up to live at a higher potential to create the life of our dreams. Energetic balance enables us to live radiantly in an authentic but uniquely special way. I mean, we all have very different energies, even though we have the same energies, but they're uniquely our own in how they all get manifested and interact with each other. But when we are burdened with stressful jobs, unhappy relationships, and overwhelming responsibilities, we are hardly our true selves. We don't have the energy or the realization of possibilities beyond just surviving. Thriving is everyone's birthright, and energy medicine is a pathway to an extraordinary life and beyond this earthly world. The mind-body-spirit connection is responsible for how we fare in life. Human dynamics is the connection and reflection of our inner and outer worlds. Our inner world, our beliefs, convictions, desires, motivation dictates our outer world or our behavior. Being authentic and knowing who we are and what we want at a deep level helps us to be in alignment with the abundance of the universe. We then can connect to our inner wisdom. We know our passions and purpose, and we can achieve our aligned goals. We live in the present moment, and we are successful. To be in alignment requires a significant and transformative journey of seeking the truth through the twists and turns of our lives. Surrendering and taking responsibility for what happens along the way helps us to open to new possibilities. Openness creates and increases flexibility and adaptability to flow easily with life changes. Adaptability facilitates learning key life lessons, enabling triumph over adversity and trauma. In our society and culture today, most people live fast-paced, stressful lives to meet the expectations of families and careers, but this lifestyle is not healthy for our bodies or our energy systems. Stress, overwhelm, and emotional upset block the free flow of energy through our energy body. Energy discussions about stress and emotional upset aren't complete without mentioning triple warmer and spleen imbalance. Sorry, that's triple warmer and spleen imbalance. Those are both meridians. And they are involved with the fight, flight, or freeze response. Triple warmer is taking control of the energetic reins, and other energy systems become depleted, especially the spleen meridian. Understanding how these energy systems work together, you can calm your energies naturally. And this, you know, this imbalance is really responsible for a lot of major diseases and autoimmune diseases and diseases that the medical community really can't solve. So if you really want to get healthy, you know, we've got to look at the balance between your triple warmer and spleen meridian. It's one of the core issues. But, you know, understanding how the energy systems work together, you can calm your energies naturally. However, engaging the radiant circuit capacity of triple warmer, so triple warmer acts like a meridian and a radiant circuit. And when we engage the radiant circuit capacity of the triple warmer, we can live more peacefully, harmoniously, and radiantly, even in times of stress and overwhelm. Triple warmer meridian can be calmed with simplest techniques and exercises and enhancing its radiant circuit aspect. And using some heart math techniques to engage the heart and heart energy will also help to stop and reverse the stress response. And you will hear more about that in my conversation with David MacArthur next week. Connecting to the heart enables an instantaneous shift to the physical, mental, emotional, and energetic levels. Connecting to the heart also changes the level of stress hormones and chemicals that flood the body in times of stress. So stay tuned. It will be amazing what you'll learn about the heart and how the heart can affect your stress or de-stress. So now we've already discussed the physical body and cellular structure is connected to the energy systems through a complex lattice work. And this lattice work of life energies provides pathways for higher vibrational forces or universal energy to regulate cellular growth and development of human consciousness. To integrate into the cellular matrix, incoming subtle energies must first pass through special specific converters or chakras. The chakras have specific frequencies of vibrational energy that translate astral, etheric, and higher vibrations into biological manifestations in the body. The chakras do this through the unique endocrine system. The endocrine glands, part of a master control system, affects the physiology of the body from activating gene expression up to the functioning of the central nervous system. Each chakra regulates energy flowing to a specific endocrine gland and physiological system. And when the energy lattice work facilitates a resonant energetic harmony, we can live radiantly. Now, sometimes emotional or physical shock may form the basis of disease. It may be all disease. Whatever shakes us and then penetrates us induces shock and irregular energy. So irregular energy is really when the energy's polarity is off somehow. And then when it's off, the polarity, energy doesn't flow well. It gets stopped. Regular regular energies align with Earth's north-south polarity, irregular energies don't align. Irregular energies can be detected in cells and whole organs, and shock alters the magnetic frequency in cellular compasses. The inner compass or magnetosensory component has lost the correct polarity in cells with irregular energy. If the polarity of the inner compass is not corrected, the cell or organ can go from healthy to a diseased state. Interestingly, shock is subjective. What may shock one person may not affect another person. Some people endure a lot of shock and trauma, and others are very susceptible to even minute things that are happening in their lives. Some maintain polarity under great strain, but shock can travel through our bodies according to our rhythms, which directs the movement of shock through our bodies. Blocking the progress of the shock or irregular energies in the body is key to living healthy and radiantly. In all these ways, energy medicine empowers you to live radiantly. So that was the first step, really engaging the energies of the body so that they flow freely. The second step of being your best true self is to live in gratitude and joy. And I just wanted to talk about David Hawkins, who wrote this book called Power Versus Force, and he designed this map of consciousness with an arbitrary scale from 0 to 1,000 of all the different emotions and the energy related to those emotions. And he goes from shame and guilt and fear being very low numbers on that arbitrary scale to love and joy and peace and enlightenment, which are the highest. And the idea is that the higher emotions or the more you vibrate, so these are all related to the vibration, as I said, and the more you're at those higher levels, the more you're going to get that same vibration into your life. So what you put out in the world is what you get back in the world. And our natural state really is light vibration. You know, actually, our cells produce light energy. So light is energy. And light is underlying our sensations of life as joy. Not only does each of us have immense power within us, we have the capacity to tap into unlimited universal potential to live at our highest potential. Our life is as meaningful as our ability to reach out. This is a universal truth in every moment of life. It comes from unity, from the energy in our lives. When we aren't in the way, we clear a path for universal truth. Healing is about an evolutionary process that's co-created with the universe at the highest vibrational interaction. So as we travel on our life's journey, we are definitely not alone. And when we connect to these truths, we heal others and ourselves. Everything we seek is within us. It's not outside of us. All the answers are written on our hearts. All of our lives are united. Our mission is to connect our spiritual hearts to a spiritual existence and live radiantly. And this is really magical living, but it's available to all. And living with gratitude is a conscious way that helps us to awake to life's abundance and helps us to create a meaningful life. With such a focus being present to the sacredness of the everyday, it tunes one into spiritual energy, and spiritual energy heightens one's awareness so that one can begin to understand the truth of one's own life, to begin to know the unique and authentic self. Connecting with spiritual energy helps you to live radiantly. Enlightenment is a state of living at the highest energy frequency. In spiritual terms, enlightenment refers to spiritual revelation. This revelation may be through communication or understanding the mind of God or spiritual beings. Enlightenment may also reflect a deeply changed consciousness whereby everything is in a state of oneness. Some scientists believe certain meditative states facilitate enlightened experience through actual neurological changes. You can see the world as one with filled with love for everyone to experience. And we're all united by this love. And I'm going to take a break and we'll be right back.
What's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America show or host? For the latest news, visit the iRadio blog at iradioblog.com.
The incidence of autism has increased at an alarming rate. Approximately 1 in 150 children are affected by autism, giving autism the undesired ranking as the most prevalent childhood developmental disorder in the U.S. 67 children will be diagnosed today. That is nearly one child every 20 minutes. Autism One, a conversation of hope, hosted by Terry Aranga, illuminates how right now there is more reason than ever for individuals with autism spectrum disorders and their families to have the best hope for the brightest future. Autism is treatable, and given appropriate therapies, children are recovering. With well-known researchers and doctors, members of Congress, and expert service providers from a wide range of disciplines, Terry offers interviews and insights highlighting the progress in areas related to autism spectrum disorders such as biomedical research and treatment, communication, education, and behavioral modalities, sociological and philosophical issues, and legislative advocacy and insurance concerns. Autism One, a conversation of hope, broadcasts each Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Autism One, a conversation of hope. Through education and conversation, there is hope.
Step by step, you made it through the journey of pregnancy. Now your baby is in your arms and you're on the cusp of a new journey, breastfeeding. As a new parent, you receive a lot of advice, much of it conflicting, some of it outdated. Tune into Born to be Breastfed with host Marie Biancuso to bust through the myths about feeding your baby. Marie and her guests will help you figure out what you can expect and put you on the best and surest path on your breastfeeding journey. Listen every Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Save on your prescriptions with the RX Savings Plus Drug Discount Card offered by Voice America. It is not insurance and discounts are only available from participating pharmacies, but 9 out of 10 pharmacies participate nationwide. Start saving today. Print your free card online at voiceamerica.rxsavingsplus.com or text the word TALK RADIO to 96362.
You're listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with your host, Dr. Ann Dietley. If you have a question or comment for Dr. Dietley or her guest, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to radiantenergydoctor@gmail.com. Now, back to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health.
You are back with Dr. Ann Dietley, the Radiant Energy Doctor, and I'm giving you the 10 steps of being your best true self. And let's say number 3 is connect to your heart energy. There is powerful healing through the heart. We talked about the heart math techniques, and we're going to talk about more about that with David MacArthur next week. So that's one thing. And we can get out of stress and live in the present moment. There is deep wisdom in the inner self, in the heart. There are ways to access this is wisdom that open the heart more fully and help one discover one's purpose and meaning in life. The sacred journey of finding one's way has 3 interwoven strands that we call willingness, attentiveness, and responsiveness. As we engage with them, we are energized for living abundantly and radiantly. And connecting to your heart energy is a way to share your radiance, your heart energy, and then you can impact the world. If we let the radiant energy of the university flow through us to an overflowing state, it has to be shared with the world. It has to come through you. It has to come out of you. And that's the core of who you are. That is being your best true self. This is when you can do small things and make a big difference from the ripples that are sent out to the world. You know, one smile to one person can send ripples to the world, where that smile, which is energy that can pervade your energy systems and your heart energy, which can go 10 to 15 feet from your body, depending on how balanced or harmonious your energies are. And you can impact everyone that senses this positive energy in your field, your life force, within that 10 to 15 feet from your body. And you have the opportunity in every moment to be sharing this positive energy of radiance to all that come within your energy field. And this is how we change the world in every moment. Radiating joy is the essence of connecting to divine source energy and receiving inspiration through a quiet mind. Centering yourself every day is critical to living at your highest potential and making significant contributions and connections daily. Being grounded in peacefulness and allowing energy to flow is not always easy in our complex, challenging, and changing world. Often, how we approach circumstances more than the circumstances themselves makes all the difference. With the capacity to be present, even in difficult times, a wise and joyful spirit emerges. Learn to open your energy to opportunities, abundance, and gratitude in your life. Navigate through challenging times with confidence, resiliency, and joy. It is easier than you think. You can design a life you love and live radiantly. In the discussion with Rhona Prince in The Sacred Journey of the Heart, modern science is converging with ancient spiritual traditions to create a major shift in the world. At the foundation of this convergence is the acknowledgement that we are all connected through our hearts and our heart energies. With this significant awareness, we are empowered to affect change in ourselves and in everyone around us. The keys to the heart are encoded in the soul. It is time to find the keys to opening our hearts so our hearts can regulate our lives. It's time to awaken to our heart center for healing. Tapping into this heart center will bring more love and joy into the world, and understanding and listening to the messages and symbols in the world will help unlock our full potential to live ordinary lives in extraordinary ways. Knowing how to tap into our hearts will not only change the world around us, it will help us to live radiantly and serve others in love and joy. Healing with love energy has made a significant difference in the medical practice of Leonard Lasko. He's an MD. He doesn't recommend replacing traditional medicine with holo-energetic healing or healing with love, but he uses it as a complement. Unconditional love for self and others is a profound tool for facilitating the body's natural healing processes. Dr. Lasko says, love at its deepest level is the awakening to oneness. When loving presence flows through the heart, it shifts the vibration of the inner energy body into resonance with your essential nature, with the truth of who you really are, when the truth of what is. It is the love that links form with essence. Step 4 is live in consciousness in the present moment and meditate or develop a practice that can be used to quiet the mind and connect to your inner radiance. Everything is energy and everything is consciousness, and each of us has our own vibration. Energetic imbalances or imbalances in consciousness impede the flow and expression of life force. Fighting imbalances drains life force energy and uses up energy. As Stephen Lewis shared with us, if we don't remove our energetic imbalances when we are older and weaker and we no longer have the energetic strength to repress expression of our hereditary imbalances, they become active imbalances and express themselves to their fullest potential. And through his AIM program, you can send a photograph and use this all-inclusive method or AIM, and they will identify imbalances that can be removed and through vibration. And this, if you remove an energetic imbalance from your consciousness, the physical manifestation of it can no longer thrive or survive in the physical body. This belief is shared by quantum physics and spirituality. Step 5, think according to the quantum age. Being awake means you understand the quantum universe. Being awake means you are living the principles of quantum physics. Being awake is living in the quantum age and really realizing the real world is beyond the four dimension and five senses. Over 99% of the natural world is invisible. Don't you want to be awake and live fully with all that is available to you? Being awake in the quantum age means there is a new way of thinking and helps us transcend limited thinking and create a dream life. Awakening can only be a direct, personal, present moment experience. Leaps of consciousness helps us to realize that changes can happen in an instant. Quantum Think is about training your mind, and this is Diane Collins, and developing intent. When you quantum think, you live and think fully dimensionally. Quantum think is tapping into the wisdom of the universe and an infinite intelligence. Quantum think is knowing how to be healthy in all your dimensions and transforming negative experiences into positive ones. When you master your mind, you master your life and live radiantly. Step 6 is trust your intuition or direct knowing. Discovering your soul story is empowering for your life, health, and well-being. We've all had times of knowing certain things, but we don't know why or how. We believe in certain ways that don't make a lot of sense. Akashic records reveal all your soul has been through and experienced. Knowing how to tap into this tool and discover your soul story will not only open you up in natural expansion, it will transform your life. Who you really are will be revealed, connecting you to your authentic self and illuminate your unique divine spark. You will understand certain fears and limitations that you presently experience. You'll go beyond the illusions of the world. You will learn how to shift energy to attract and manifest all that you want in your life for complete fulfillment. This discovery will help you step into your power with unlimited potential and live radiantly, shining and sharing your light to all you meet. You can live confidently knowing your soul's journey and destination. We also talked about soul renewing processes. Step 7 is discover your passion and align with your soul's purpose. Optimal health is only possible with radiant soul health, as Dr. Catherine Kelly enlightened us. All aspects of our daily life or human condition affect our radiant health and our soul health. Life aspects include physical, recreational, environmental, interpersonal, sexual, financial, social, spiritual, intellectual, and occupational, and psychological. Life balance in these areas is essential for a healthy soul. The soul's most natural state is unimpeded growth. The soul or life force at the hub of all aspects of our health and well-being. It is our deepest ally, inspiring us to optimal health. Soul health requires conscious choice. Soul health is an evolutionary process and is in our hands. When we align with our deepest and wisest ally, we are living in spirit more than with the struggles of our human condition like stress and grief. In soul alignment, the path to radiant living opens up to us. We all deserve to reach our radiant vitality. Our soul knows how to get us there. Our ability to evolve is infinite. Step 8, live in abundance and infinite possibility. Identify and clear limiting beliefs that hold you back from your true best self. As we learned from Dr. George Pratt, our subconscious controls our behaviors. If you identify a limiting belief related to any behavior that you don't want to continue, there's a process called Code to Joy that you can use. We also create our lives. The magic is outside our comfort zones. The magic of living is outside our comfort zone. No limit thinking. That's what I encourage. The old world view is linear and keeps us limited in a box in the world of our five senses. But there's 99% of the world is out there in an invisible form. And when we take advantage of that, that's when we really start living. And that's when we really connect to our inner radiance, our true best self. When we take responsibility for what has happened in our lives, it empowers us to realize that we can affect a different result next time. We have the choice of how we want to live and what we want to achieve. Step 9, acknowledge and benefit from the invisible world. Set intentions for what you want and why you want it. These are important messages to be able to fit into the natural laws. As Janine Diedrich inspired us, there are three universal laws: the law of attraction, the law of allowing, and the law of the moment. Whether you believe it or not, these three are natural laws that operate in your life in every moment. We are like radio stations vibrating in a frequency which reflects the flow of energy throughout our energy field and energy systems. Remember that Map of Consciousness by David Hawkins. And because basically, if you vibrate at the frequency of love and joy, and that is what you radiate out into the world, Then you attract people, events, situations, opportunities, and relationships at that same frequency. Maybe this is better understood by what goes around comes around. And there is a divine presence within each of us. Most of us do not know how to connect and understand the wisdom the divine presence has for us. Most of us are caught up in a stress-oriented life, focused on tasks and goals that are very often do not lead to fulfillment, peace, or sense of well-being. We don't know what our life purpose is, let alone our soul's purpose or universal truth. We feel blessed to just barely survive the chaos and stress and earn a living. But for those that seek a deeper meaning to their life and a desire to discover how they can contribute to the world and make a difference, there is a way to discover the truth. There is a way to tap into the spiritual energy and connect with the divine wisdom. We've already discussed how. But most often, our lives are run by our egos. When our egoic agendas conflict with our higher purpose, we don't connect with living at our highest potential and living on purpose. And we don't resonate with living a soul-inspired life. Life is tough, and we struggle to survive. More and more people today want to create a new life of new possibilities. People with terminal or chronic diseases or unhappy situations want to transform their lives. Discovering his or her soul's purpose is an enlightening journey that could rock anyone's present existence for the enlightening journey that could for the better. Connecting with the soul's purpose may not be as might be an easier or quick journey, but it will certainly open up to a new dimension in living. Insight and clarity about life and a new direction will help shed what is not working. This new direction and increased level of living can help connect to the heart and the soul in a way to enlighten a journey of magical living. This enlightenment will lead to living even more radiantly. Number 10. Step 10, being your best is your choice and your birthright and is available to you right now. I empower you to change whatever circumstances that are not serving your highest purpose. The world needs more people that are living in their highest and bringing about the change that is so needed in the world. The concepts of oneness and the sacredness in every moment need to be spread so the world sees that there is more to life than what we have been programmed in the limitations of our linear boxes and limited views. Expanding your ideas and your connections will help you to live more radiantly and be a new blessing in the world. So I just want to reiterate that I'm not going to be able to continue the show in 2014, and I really enjoy the show, and I love meeting all these people and discovering all these aspects of the that I've shared in my 10 best steps to being your best true self. I'm taking a break to build my private practice and inspirational speaking career. And I really want to be more present with others and connect with them more directly. I am definitely still interested in hearing from you and welcome any connection through the Facebook page, which is called Energy Medicine Optimal Health. Please like that and become a member and feel free to contact me there. You can email me directly at radiantenergydoctor@gmail.com or livingradiantly@gmail.com. You are also invited to join my classes and programs, and please sign up on my website to get free information and keep in tune with where I'm going and what I'm doing. I will come back and do something in the future. I just don't know what that is. Remember that all the shows will be available, I believe, forever as archive shows, either on the Voice America's Health and Wellness channel and also on iTunes. And you just need to search for Energy Medicine Optimal Health, and you can find the list of shows. And I know that many of you don't live near an energy medicine practitioner, and so I invite you to explore the opportunity to work with me non-locally. I have been very successful in helping people with that in that way over Skype or over the phone. And so please contact me if you want to balance your energies to be radiant and energized for joy and to really live and be your best true self. There are many reasons what you optimal health. You may be in a transition and just seeking to have life and live at a higher level. And I'm going to give you my cell phone. My cell phone number is 201-925-1046. Please don't hesitate to call, and please let me know that you are a listener on this Energy, Medicine, and Optimal Health radio show, and you will get special consideration because I do feel connected to you, even though many of you have not written to me, and I know you're in far countries, and I just really want to thank you, and I appreciate you, and I just really would like to know what the show, what you have learned, or what's the biggest help for you. That would be really helpful to me in how I move forward in the world. And just to end with that same quote from Lao Tzu, at the center of your being, you have the answer. You know who you are. And you know what you want. So all the answers are within us. So I invite you to live radiantly, and there will be two more shows. We'll be talking about the intelligent heart with David MacArthur next week, and then we'll be talking about health and wealth with Siobhan Moran. And these are just amazing people, so I hope that you will benefit from them as well. And until next time, live radiantly. Thank you.
You've been listening to Energy, Medicine, and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Deatley. Please join us again next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Thank you again for tuning in. Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.